Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day visit to Mauritius tonight to take part in the National Day celebrations of the island nation. Emphasizes on strengthening ties with Mauritius for development and security of Indian Ocean region. Parliament passes Railways Amendment Bill 2024, seeking to enhance functioning and independence of Railway Board. Lok Sabha passes bills of lading Bill 2024 to boost commercial activities in maritime sector. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon students to adopt mindset of generating employment instead of getting job. Russia orders expulsion of two British diplomats on charges of espionage. UK rejects allegations. And in Women's Premier League cricket, match between Mumbai Indians and Gujarat Giants underway in Mumbai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a two-day visit to Mauritius tonight. During his visit, the Prime Minister will take part in the National Day celebrations of Mauritius as the chief guest on Wednesday. Mauritius celebrates the National Day on the 12th of March every year to commemorate its independence from British rule in 1968. In his departure statement ahead of his state visit to the island nation, Prime Minister Modi today said Mauritius is a close maritime neighbour, a key partner in the Indian Ocean and a gateway to the African continent. Mr. Modi noted that significant strides have been made in the past 10 years with people-centric initiatives. The Prime Minister said he is looking forward to the opportunity to engage with the Mauritius leadership to elevate the partnership in all its facets and strengthen the enduring friendship for the progress and prosperity of peoples as well as for security and development in the Indian Ocean region. He expressed confidence that this visit will build on the foundations of the past and open a new and bright chapter in the India and Mauritius relationship. Our correspondent, covering the Prime Minister's Mauritius visit, has filed this report.
On the first day of his visit to Mauritius tomorrow on March 11, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the Sir Shiv Sagar Ram Gulam Botanical Garden to pay tribute to Sir Shiv Sagar Ram Gulam and Sir Aniruddh Jagannath. The Prime Minister will also plant a sapling in this complex. After this, the Prime Minister will meet President of Mauritius Dharam Gokul. The Prime Minister will participate in a community event in Mauritius tomorrow evening. A large number of people of Indian origin living in Mauritius will be present on this occasion. After this, Prime Minister will meet Prime Minister of Mauritius Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam. On the second day of his Mauritius visit, that is on 12th of March, the Prime Minister will attend the Mauritius National Day celebrations as the chief guest. Several pacts in areas of maritime security, capacity building and trade are likely to be signed during the trip. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Mauritius.
The Parliament passed the Railways Amendment Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today on the first day of the second part of the budget session. The bill seeks to amend the Railways Act 1989 and intends to strengthen the power of the Railway Board by enhancing the functioning and independence of the body. Lok Sabha has already given its nod to this Railways Amendment Bill 2024 last year. Replying to a discussion on the bill, Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said Indian Railways is undergoing continuous reforms focusing on infrastructure modernization, technology adoption and improved safety. We have a report.
Under the legislation, now general managers of railway zones will have full authority to accept any contract. Projects costing less than 50 crore rupees can now be sanctioned directly by general managers. The decentralization and empowerment in the field has been a significant achievement. This bill also proposes to appoint an independent regulator that will oversee matters like fare determination and ensure the competitiveness of the railways. Government also rejected the claims that powers of state governments will be curtailed. While replying on the debate, Minister for Railways reiterated that government is carrying out reforms with full conviction.
In 11 years, 41,000 LHB coaches ka manufacturing kiya, 17 gune jada. Safety pe matra 8-10,000 crore ka kharcha hota tha pehle UPA ke samay mein. Aaj 1,14,000 crore rupay ka safety pe investment.
With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Lok Sabha today passed the bills of Lading Bill 2024 to boost commercial activities in maritime sector. The bill will replace the Indian Bills of Lading Act 1856, which provides a legal framework for issuance of bills of lading. A bill of lading refers to a document issued by a freight carrier to a shipper. It contains details including the type, quantity, condition and destination of goods being carried. The Act states that a bill of lading is a conclusive evidence of goods on board. The legislation retains all provisions under the Act and adds that the central government may issue directions for carrying out the provisions of the bill. Replying to a debate on the bill, Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal said it is an important legislation for the maritime sector to enhance trading and commercial activities in the country. The minister said the laws of the country must reflect the distinct identity of the nation and do away with colonial-era legislations.
The Bill of Lading Bill 2024-6 to replace the pre-constitutional Indian Bill of Lading Act 1856. The Indian Bill of Lading Act 1856 provides for the transfer of right of suit and all liabilities to the consignee name in a bill of lading and every endorsee of a bill of lading to whom the property in the goods mentioned in the bill of lading shall pass upon and by reason of a consignment or an endorsement.
The government today sought the Parliament's nod to spend net additional 51,462 crore rupees in the current financial year ending this month. The second batch of supplementary demands for grants was tabled by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Lok Sabha today. The gross additional spending sought by the government is over 6,78,508 crore rupees, of which 6,27,044 crore rupees will be matched by savings and receipts. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the centre is not imposing any language on anyone and the Tamil Nadu government is only doing politics on the issue. Mr. Pradhan's statement came after the Lok Sabha witnessed noisy scenes following protests by DMK and Congress earlier in the day over his remarks in the House on the implementation of the National Education Policy 2020 in Tamil Nadu. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Pradhan said the government has no objection in giving PM Schools for Rising India PM Shri scheme allocation to Tamil Nadu if it agrees with the centre's policy.
इनके पास कोई तथ्य नहीं है ये केवल एक हो हल्ला करके एक विषय को भ्रमित करना चाहते हैं जो चर्चा तमिलनाडु शासन के साथ पिछले दिनों में भारत सरकार की हुई है जिसमें एक समझौते की रास्ता भी निकला था उसी रास्ते पे तमिलनाडु सरकार राजी हो जाए उनको अभी भी उनकी पीएम श्री की जो एलोकेशन है उसको देने में हमें कोई आपत्ति नहीं है इन तमिलनाडु ओनली ड्यू टू पॉलिटिकल हराकरी बिकॉज दे हैव लॉट ऑफ इंटरनल प्रॉब्लम्स देयर एजुकेशन मिनिस्टर With few senior MP came to see me. They agreed at one point of time, they went back.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu today called upon students to adopt the mindset of generating employment instead of getting employment. She said, as an entrepreneur, they can find solutions to social problems through their innovative ideas and contribute to the progress of society. The president was speaking at the convocation ceremony of Guru Jambeshwar University of Science and Technology at Hisar in Haryana.
शिक्षा केवल ज्ञान और कौशल प्राप्त करने का साधन नहीं है शिक्षा मनुष्य के भीतर नैतिकता करुणा और सहिष्णुता जैसे जीवन मूल्यों को विकसित करने का माध्यम भी है शिक्षा आपको रोजगार के योग्य बनाने के साथ साथ सामाजिक जिम्मेदारियों के प्रति जागरूक भी कराती है उद्यमशीलता की मानसिकता आपको अवसरों की पहचान करने जोखिम उठाने और मौजूदा समस्याओं के रचनात्मक समाधान खोजने में सक्षम बनाती है
Later in the day, President Murmu addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Brahma Kumaris at Hisar. Speaking at the event, the President said, spirituality transcends man-made boundaries and unites the entire humanity. Armenian Foreign Minister Ararat Mirzoyan today highlighted that India and Armenia are actively working towards establishing direct flights between the two countries. Addressing the 52nd Sapru House lecture in New Delhi, Mr. Mirzoyan said that India was among the first countries to recognize the independence of Armenia in 1991. He asserted that Armenia is deeply interested in advancing dialogue and cooperation with the International North-South Transport Corridor Project and the Chabahar Port Development Mission with an aim at increasing connectivity. Russia today ordered two British diplomats stationed at the embassy in Moscow to leave the country within 2 weeks over spying allegations. Russia's Federal Security Service accused the diplomats of providing false personal data when seeking permission to enter the country and engaging in activities that threatened the country's national security. The Russian Foreign Ministry in a statement said Moscow will not tolerate the activities of undeclared British intelligence officers on Russian territory. The British Foreign Office rejected the allegations and said this is not the first time that Russia has made malicious and baseless accusations against their staff. The move follows a series of expulsions between the UK and Russia, escalating diplomatic tensions amid the ongoing war in Ukraine. Military officials from more than 30 nations will meet at Paris in France tomorrow to discuss creating an international security force for Ukraine. A French military official today said the proposed force to be led by France and Britain aims to deter Russia from launching another offensive after any ceasefire. Back home, Northern Railway is operating more than 400 special trains for smooth travel of passengers ahead of the Holi festival. Talking to media in New Delhi today, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, emphasized that security measures, mini control rooms and waiting areas have been established at New Delhi, Anand Vihar and Hazrat Nizamuddin Railway stations in the national capital for the convenience of passengers.
तो इस बार उत्तर रेलवे द्वारा 400 से ज्यादा अनाउंस्ड स्पेशल ट्रेन्स का संचालन किया जा रहा है। ये वो स्पेशल ट्रेन्स हैं अनाउंस्ड जो उत्तर रेलवे द्वारा चलाई जाएंगी। इसके अलावा जो और रेलवे के द्वारा जैसे ईस्ट सेंट्रल रेलवे, नॉर्थ सेंट्रल रेलवे, सदर्न रेलवे, ऐसे अलग अलग जो रेलवे जोन है उनके द्वारा जो ट्रेन चलाई जाएंगी नॉर्दर्न रेलवे की तरफ वो अलग है। ट्रेन ऑन डिमांड भी चलाई जाएंगी।
The Enforcement Directorate or ED today conducted searches at 14 locations in the Durg district of Chhattisgarh, including residential and other premises owned by former Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel, his son and close associates in connection with an alleged liquor scam in the state. The ED has gathered that the son of the former Chief Minister is also a recipient of proceeds of crime generated from the liquor scam with a staggering amount of over 2,000 crore rupees allegedly siphoned through various schemes. Madhav National Park, located in Shivpuri district of Madhya Pradesh, has been declared as the new tiger reserve of the state. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya and Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav today jointly inaugurated the tiger reserve. The Chief Minister also inaugurated a 13-kilometer-long wall built for the protection of the park. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished all personnel of CISF, Central Industrial Security Force, on its raising day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that CISF plays a key role in the country's security system by protecting essential infrastructure and ensuring the safety of countless people every day. On to sports. In Women's Premier League cricket, the match between Mumbai Indians and Gujarat Giants is underway in Mumbai. Mumbai Indians have set a target of 180 runs. Earlier put into bat, Mumbai posted 179 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Both Mumbai and Gujarat have already secured a spot in the playoffs along with Delhi Capitals. However, today's match is crucial as it can determine the first finalist of the tournament. Defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru and UP Warriors have already been eliminated from the tournament. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day visit to Mauritius tonight to take part in National Day celebrations of the island nation. Emphasizes on strengthening ties with Mauritius for development and security of Indian Ocean region. Parliament passes Railways Amendment Bill 2024 seeking to enhance functioning and independence of Railway Board. Lok Sabha passes bills of Lading Bill 2024 to boost commercial activities in maritime sector. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon students to adopt mindset of generating employment instead of getting job. Russia orders expulsion of two British diplomats on charges of espionage. UK rejects allegations. And in Women's Premier League cricket, match between Mumbai Indians and Gujarat Giants underway in Mumbai. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.